This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some signs of progress in the ongoing trade war between the U.S. and China ahead of a new round of talks next month. More from AP's Zaria Shackley.
The Chinese state news agency says Beijing will lift punitive tariffs imposed on U.S. soybeans, pork, and some other farm goods ahead of trade negotiations. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision to postpone a planned October the 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports to October the 15th. Hopes are growing that the two sides might defuse a prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth, but there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in their sprawling conflict over trade and technology. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan assured residents of disputed Kashmir Friday that he will expose what he called India's oppression and human rights violations in the region when he addresses the UN General Assembly later this month. He warns that India's recent actions concerning the disputed region of Kashmir will give rise to extremism among Muslims in India and around the world. Khan made the comments in a speech in Pakistan held in Kashmir, his first there since India revoked Kashmir's special status 5 weeks ago. About 20,000 people took part in a rally. Khan told the crowd that they should not march towards the line of control which separates the Pakistani and Indian sides. His appeal came days after thousands of unarmed young people marched toward the frontier to protest the lockdown in Indian-administered Kashmir, triggering clashes with the police there. Again, the prime minister assuring residents of the disputed Kashmir region that he will expose what he called India's oppression and human rights violations. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have met three times since June of 2018, and Mr. Trump says round four could soon happen. Recent ouster of former National Security Advisor John Bolton may have helped. We get more from VOA's Bill Gallo reporting from Seoul, Korea.
John Bolton famously referred to the Libya model for North Korea's denuclearization. An unnerving image for Pyongyang, as Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi was killed by U.S.-backed rebels after giving up his nuclear program.
You just take a look at what happened with Gaddafi. That was not a good statement to make, and it set us back.
If talks do eventually restart, the format they take will be crucial. That's because if the U.S. and North Korea are to make actual progress on a nuclear agreement, it will take nuclear experts, a meeting much more substantive than Kim and Trump shaking hands. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Swedish teen climate activist Greta Thunberg addressed the crowd of other youth demonstrators Friday in a protest in March outside the White House to demand action by the U.S. government on climate change.
This is very overwhelming, and never give up. We will continue and see you next week on September 20th.
September 20th is the date Thunberg and potentially millions of other kids around the world will participate in a global climate strike to call leaders to do more to address the climate crisis. Thousands of mourners in the blistering sun filed into a stadium on Friday to pay their respects to the former Zimbabwean president, Robert Mugabe, who died last week at the age of 95. His body was laying in state for 2 days ahead of his Saturday memorial service and Sunday burial. Knowledge Crundall was there.
I'm so happy because he left us a legacy of freedom. We are free as Zimbabweans. We are free to do whatever we do as Zimbabweans.
Mugabe's legacy is likely to be a mixed one. He is hailed as a liberation hero and simultaneously reviled as the man responsible for steering the nation's economy into ruin. The dust has settled after Thursday night's Democratic candidates debate in Houston Thursday night when 10 candidates took to the stage. The Democratic Party presidential nominating contest start in February elections and caucuses designed to narrow the crowded field, leading to the selection of an eventual nominee by next summer to face Trump in the November 2020 election. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The